Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Hey, we're the Looters.
Hey, what's up?
Looters is a sci-fi western actual play podcast using the Stars Without Number system.
We're a group of friends getting into trouble all over the universe.
So come with us if you're into adventure.
A rocket flies out of one of these ships far behind you and crashes into the wall and blows up.
There's rockets?
It's Mario Kart.
Crazy.
Intrigue.
Can I hack into the body and maybe see if they have, like, a memory data bank in their brain or some shit like that I can access?
That'll
literally.
Devastating physical injury.
Just take cover.
Okay. She's a good pilot, everyone. She's very good.
And friendship.
Aww. New episodes of Looters out every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Previously on Dungeons & Dragons.
My friend here, he wants to ride your donkey.
Yeah, I'm gonna breathe some fire at him.
Oh, shh.
If I can't, he's not taking my donkey. Beat it, loser.
Excuse you. You're burning my friend here for just trying to take a little donkey ride?
I am going to hit him with my war pick, and I am also going to use my Divine Smite.
Leap up and deal
26
various types of damage to this gentleman. Okay, got it.
They're both down on the ground. Let's hightail
let's
it out.
Let's get out of here. Okay, Rolf, come on, buddy.
You see the guards coming up to the scene. One of them looks down. One of them is walking towards you still.
I let loose my bag of 1,000, like, from under, like, who knows? Maybe it was a little crate underneath there that got knocked over, and these ball bearings just come out and just start pouring out the back.
Yeah, it's
when
fine.
Will I know that Merv is safe?
You trusted that we had Merv from the same sort of image.
I did.
He turns and begins to walk away. Safe travels home there, Sullivan Slight and Snatch Patrol.
It's a fucking racy name you guys have now. Whoa.
Don't we have to get some other things while we're here?
You know how much I don't want to get this stuff?
I know. I was hoping we could kind of just get on a boat and get out of here.
We're going to need better disguises.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of digging the sun hat.
The sun hat does look great. It does change your look.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. We're a D&D 5th edition actual play podcast, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. And with me today is Tom Laird.
Yeah, that's me. I play Moot.
And Amy Moore.
That's me. I play Sullivan Slight.
And Carla Maxted.
That's me. I play Nerixious Acra, but you are my friend, so you can call me Glim.
Oh, thanks. How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, so good.
Good.
Yeah, doing great.
I can't wait to steal some stuff. You know when you just feel like stealing?
Ready to get to thieving.
Ooh, yep. It's a caper.
Right?
Ready to just be in well over our level 2 heads. Let's do it.
You guys are still level 2s? How did that happen?
Remember when Tom was like, were we supposed to level up? And you laughed. You laughed.
Yeah, he really did laugh. This sinister laugh.
So hard. I laughed so hard.
Then he said
like,
something about
50. We're still level 2.
You'll never live long enough to see level 3. I don't know. It was very
something
disconcerting.
Like
he mumbled.
It was under
it.
His breath. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going through a harsh rebrand. Where we never make it past level 2.
Oh wow!
So
all
as
right.
soon as you're like on that XP cusp, nix.
TPK. Got it.
Yeah. But where you can stop that from happening is over on Patreon. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. If you join us over there, hey, we're only 2 patrons away from our next goal, which is not to nix these 3 characters, but also to have me sing a whole bunch of really great D&D songs.
I can't wait for the full version of Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, it's going to be good. If you're not aware, because maybe you're not a patron, well, over on Patreon, I run a game every month where Russ and Carla and Amy all play, and Russ plays a tabaxi bard named Opal, and his singing has come up from time to time, so this will really be a deep dive into the catalog after this next Patreon goal.
Some world-saving songs.
Really is. I think all those songs, I think only ever world was saved when I was singing a song, so...
Fair.
I mean, we'll have to go back and check the tape, but I'm pretty sure that's how it played out. When you are a patron, you get an episode dedicated to you as well. And today's patron is Still the Ghost.
Thanks, Still the Ghost.
Still the Ghost.
Too scary for Carla.
Unfinished business.
I have a question. Is it like Still the Ghost, like stop that ghost from moving? Or is it Still the Ghost, like I am still the ghost?
Yeah, I took it that way. I continue to be the ghost because of my unfinished business here on Earth. But you're right.
I had it be like you stop that ghost from moving.
I mean, it's all one word, so it really could be still the ghost.
Still T ghost.
Still T ghost?
Oh. It's like, who is T ghost?
Right? Who knows? Anyways, patreon.com. Sorry.
What a fun little mystery that name is. I know.
Stilt He Ghost.
Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. Save these lovely little characters and also get an episode dedicated to you. And now.
No pressure.
This is very ominous.
Fuck it. Let's play D&D.
Anybody else?
Fuck
feel
it. I'm
going like,
to kill everybody.
We got nothing to lose now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If I had spells, I'd be burning spells left, right, and center. Right,
Femi had more of those acid scrolls.
Exactly. We're about to die anyway, so let's go for it.
Right?
I feel like Glim was kind of playing like it was her last day on Earth anyway with all our...
little bit.
Lighting people on fire and stuff, so let's just see.
You did not
see
hold
what
back.
Happens.
We join back with Moot, Glim, and Sully, and it's the next day after they've handed off Leighton Menda's scroll to a stranger in the night on the docks. You're going over the note from Charmy, reading it again and again to make sure that you get the details down pat. And you are supposed to be acquiring certain items. First, a circlet with runes in infernal and red and green writing. 6 alchemical jugs with the sign of Dagon on it. And various herbs from Aglarond, Dreamflake, Sutara, Goji Leaves, Styx Root. It also gives you the details that you are to track down a ship from Aglarond that should be carrying all of these items.
Hey, does anyone know what the flag of Aglarond looks like?
I think it's 2 lions that are face-to-face.
Well, I see one over there that they're facing the opposite direction, but it doesn't...
Maybe I have it
one's
wrong.
One's on top of the other one, too. It's an interesting flag.
And it's on that checker background. It's blue and white, and then 2 lions face-to-face, and then a star in the sky. It's quite,
It's quite striking visually.
That's involved. It's real busy.
It's a little... There's a lot going on. I don't know a lot about design, but it seems like they were really trying to get it all on the flag. So we should be able to spot that if they're flying the flag.
Oh, yeah. Totally think so. Shall we walk down the docks and just see what we can see?
Let's see what we can see without having to ask. I feel like it might be suspicious if we ask about a ship and then something goes missing from said ship.
Agreed.
Okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. You don't want to say, I'm going to steal, because people will expect things to go missing and then also know it was you.
Exactly. Can I roll a perception check to see if I see this beautiful flag? We have designed
this beautiful, busy flag.
Yes. As you walk out of the inn and tavern that you are in, make a perception check, please.
12.
That is better than what I rolled.
That's also better than what I rolled. 3.
Oh, I had 7.
The 3 of you walk out of the Skunky Monkey into the street. And back down toward the dock. And as you're walking back down the street, you look to a bulletin board that's on the way. And before you get down to the dock, you see your image and Moot's image under the sign wanted for the maiming and debilitation of two civilians.
Oh.
Oh, Glim. We should get a disguise or something.
What do you guys need a disguise for?
Yeah, this isn't... I mean, I stand by what I did, but this isn't...
Oh.
Great.
This is really refreshing. My face isn't even on there.
Well, because you were hiding under a blanket the whole time.
Well, yeah, fair enough. I mean, it was very important. Okay. We gotta get you guys maybe some disguises.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, I can wear this robe, but I don't know if that's a great disguise. Maybe we could just go and I could find, like some sort of fun chapeau, and that would throw people off. I mean, I'm sort of hard to disguise. I'm very large and I'm, you know.
Well, yeah, all colorful is the problem. Hold on 1 second. I want to pop back into the tavern that we had come from. And I want to sneakily gather soot from the fireplace. Because every tavern is a fireplace.
There certainly will be a fireplace.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to do that.
Also, I'm delighted there's no homeless people in this.
I mean, are you trying to be stealthy, or are you just going in and taking soot from a fireplace?
I want to go in and be a little stealthy, but I don't want to raise suspicion. Like, that would be weird.
Also, did I have a big, floppy sun hat last time?
Like you did. That's what we ended on.
I feel like
on.
I'm
going
to keep wearing that.
Okay. Yeah. We did end with, I think I like this sun hat.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a 14.
It's not super busy, but yeah, you can absolutely go in and take soot from the fireplace without raising too much suspicion.
Yeah, I just kind of scoop some of it into a little leather bag that I have and exit, and I come out and I say, here, bend down. And I take some soot and I start to rub it all over Glim's face, dulling the shine and glisten of her blue or her brilliant scales.
You don't even know what color scales
are. No, I'm very sorry.
It's kind of bronze.
I said blue. They're not. Red. They're titanium. What are they?
It's a reddy bronze.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Shut up. Listen. Go fuck yourself.
It's an audio medium.
Yeah, God. I'm not.
You have to paint the picture of these blue.
I have a really hard. Yeah. No, okay. I take it all back. I say, Camilla, bend down. And then I start to soot her face, and I use that as a verb, and dull her bronze scales.
What do you want us to roll to see if this works?
Is she a master of disguises?
Are you a master of disguises? Only a master of being sneaky.
What does...
I'd say it would be performance? Putting on makeup?
A performance would be on Glim's part. You're trying to, I think it would be probably more sleight of hand.
That's okay with me.
I mean, that works.
Yeah. Sleight of hand on your part.
Okay. Well, that's a 20, not natural.
Absolutely. Whatever you want Glim to look like with soot, she now looks like.
Yeah. I'm essentially darkening her scale so she doesn't shine so brightly and attract attention to herself.
Wow, you're so good at this. Have you ever... You must have had a job doing this before. I feel like I look totally different and I mean, I'm still a dragonborn, but not like a glossy kind of one. More rough and tumble kind of.
That's exactly what I'm going for. I did work in a makeupery for a while. Where we would make up different stories for people and then change them into those different types of people.
Oh, so what's the story for me? I said rough and tumble. Was I right? Is that what you were going for?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? You probably grew up on the streets. Yeah, you've seen some hardship.
So if I grew up on the streets, what would my name be? Because Glim doesn't really make sense if I'm not shiny anymore. So now I am... What do you think?
Yeah,
in your makeupery experience, what would be a good name for me?
Well, I mean, people
you know, you're a street urchin, right? Like, you're living on the... You probably have a nickname. You probably, like, your mother probably didn't even care about you enough to give you a real name. Like, maybe you're, like, Slim.
Oh. I like it. Yeah, Slim. Okay. Yeah, Slim.
A little dangerous.
That's who I am now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I grew up on the streets. My mom didn't even love me. And I've been totally alone my whole life. And, gosh, this is actually, like, a really sad kind of story.
Well, yeah, it's okay, but it's not actually really you.
Yeah.
Also,
okay.
I don't think Slim's found Bahamut yet.
Oh, God. I made it even sadder.
Oh, yeah, Bahamut would probably be a dead giveaway.
Yeah, so you can't go spouting all your awesomeness about Bahamut.
Okay.
Just when you are Slim. That's a glim thing.
Right.
Okay, you gotta just be sneaky inconspicuous.
I wonder what deity Slim would follow. I don't think about that. But, okay, what do you guys think? Do I look different?
I mean, if I didn't know any better, I would think so.
Absolutely. Okay.
And you've got that hat, so, like...
It's fucking gorgeous,
I just love
man.
The floppy brim.
Well, now it's so bright out, it's probably, like, really coming in handy.
It's super handy. Keeps the sun right out of my eyes.
You hear the armored footsteps of helm guards from down the street, coming from behind you and moving towards the direction of the dock.
Guess we'll move out of the way. When I move out of the way, you notice that I'm, like, kind of walking with a slight limp. Glim's decided Slim probably. It's, like, it's been a hard life. Probably isn't. Some deep character work she's doing.
I like she's really embodying.
Really getting
whole,
into it.
I really like it.
All right. From Glim, or Slim, and Moot, who we haven't come up with a new name for yet.
Sully looks at him and goes, and you, you're Boot.
As the armored soldiers kind of come to your location, make a performance roll.
Do I have to perform anything? They're not looking for me.
They're not looking for you, no.
That is a 22.
Performance, okay. It's a 19.
Oh, you guys are so good.
You strike a pose as your new selves.
I feel like I hunch over a little bit and I grab Slim's arm and I say, can you help me across the street, sweetie?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't normally do that, but I guess you do seem pretty weak and pathetic, so let's go.
Oh, thanks, dearie.
You guys are nailing this.
The helm guards move past you as the scene is playing out. And as Sully says, you guys are really nailing this, one of them kind of stops and turns and looks.
Just keep helping this.
Yeah, and I really,
kindly old lady
really struggle with my walking.
They're kind of just scanning over the situation as it plays out, and then begin moving back down toward the dock.
All right, now where to now, guys?
Well, I guess we should go down to the dock and see if we can see that flag and then maybe find the ship.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
And I guess let's all just keep our eyes peeled in case any more guards come around. I mean, it's a really good disguise. I don't think anyone's going to realize who we really are, that we're not Slim and Boot. But just in case, we'll keep our eyes peeled.
Okay, sounds good.
Also, you should probably stop talking about it.
Right.
Yeah, we shouldn't mention being Slim and Boot anymore.
Yeah, so, stop it.
Strange happenings are occurring in the world of Exandria. Slayed creatures and beasts from days of yore are returning to the land of the living, and it's up to a band of unlikely heroes to re-slay them. Welcome to the Re-Slayer's Take.
Join Jasmine Bular, Jasmine Chung, Jasper Cartwright, and Caroline Lux alongside Game Masters Nick Williams and me, George Primavera, in this Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition role-playing adventure through Critical Role's fantasy world of Exandria. But don't worry, you won't need to know the rules to follow this story. All you need to know is that nothing the players do is scripted or planned, and their fates are determined by their own cleverness and the roll of a 20-sided die.
So what the heck are you waiting for? Adventure awaits in the Re-Slayer's Take.
New episodes drop weekly on Mondays wherever you stream your podcasts.
Hi.
I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
We flash forward down to the dock, and it's
2 hours later because Boot insisted on walking like a granny the whole way to keep up character.
Only when the guards are around. The slight limp, though, from Slim is really slowing us down.
You notice that guard presence is increased from the day previous.
I wonder why.
With your rolls, you've managed to make it all the way down to the dock, and activity has picked back up again. It's as busy as it was yesterday when you arrived, with the number of ships coming and going and offloading. Let's pick back up. What's your first... So the dock is quite long as far as the city goes. It wraps right around the coastline. The dock where you are located is kind of in the middle of the city, but it extends out down the entire run of the city, so for at least a couple kilometers of dock.
In either direction from where we are, or in total?
Total.
Okay.
So what's the plan when we find the ship? Because we can't just go and ask for these things, can we?
No, probably not.
I guess we, like, watch and observe and see, like, when the guards switch off, or any weaknesses in their defenses. Or see if maybe they're just, like, unloading things to sell. I guess we don't know if the things will still be on the ship, or... So yeah. I say, find the ship, watch the ship.
Well, you know what? We get on a caravan. We can probably do the exact same thing with a ship. Just be like, you looking for some extra hands?
That's a really good point.
And have them hire us and pay us to steal from them.
But what if they were leaving? Then we need to steal all this stuff and jump off the boat?
Well, it depends where they're going.
Huh.
I mean, we have to get back, don't we? Do we have a deadline? I feel like we have to get back pretty quick, or...
Well, it's...
I think we just have to get back.
Yeah.
I don't really know if there was, like, a time frame for it. Sully, you were the one that signed the deal. Do you remember any of that?
No, we just need to come back, and if we fuck her over, she will know.
Oh, I wasn't suggesting that. I was getting it confused with the scroll. There's a very tight timeline.
Oh, there was
easy to mix those up.
Yeah.
No, right, like, I don't think that we should dilly-dally or anything like that, but, I mean, it's probably a good idea to do things in a safe way.
And probably the less time we spend in this town, the better. I mean, they are actively looking for us.
Yeah, yeah, I'd like to get out of this town as soon as we could. I don't really like seeing my face on wanted posters. I don't really like seeing my face on anything. I'm sort of, you know, I don't mind being in front of people in real life, but up on a big billboard or something, that seems like a terrible idea. Well, left or right, guys, what do you think? I mean, if they dock alphabetically, then they'd be over to the left, but I don't think that's how docks work.
Or maybe it's by name of ship, if it's alphabetically, and we don't know what the ship... Do we know what the ship's named, Sully?
No, we don't know the name of the ship. We just know that it's come from Aglarond.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Left?
Sure. Let's go left.
All right, everybody, as you're hunting and searching and looking through ships and combing through people and trying to pick up on phrases or anything like that, make an investigation roll, please.
Well, that was a one.
Ooh, that's fun.
I'm so busy being slim, 12. I like, can't even pay attention to anything else.
13 for me, Russ.
Okay, you manage to walk down to the far end of the dock, walking all the way down to the east end of the dock. Glim, you are very wrapped up in being slim, perhaps to a fault at this point, but so much so that you certainly haven't been noticed by any of the helmed guards patrolling the dock, bumping past you, walking around and down the docks and up and through the streets of the city. Sully and Moot, you don't see the ship walking down to the east end here. You overhear a dockhand quickly talking to someone, looking like they're trying to settle up an order, saying that a ship... What you hear is a small goblin who's missing a left hand. He's got a big sword on his back and carries a clipboard. He's talking to a human male, and he says,
ship from Aglarond with a whole bunch of different things, herbs, chemicals, all that sort of stuff. It's going to be coming in later tonight, probably down other end of the dock there.
Oh, hey you guys. We got to turn around. We went the wrong way, but we went the right way because we just heard some information just right now. But we went the wrong way because it's going to be at the other end of the dock.
Oh, okay.
But later tonight.
Okay. Oh,
so let's walk down there and maybe, like, lay low. Get a bite to eat at a tavern or something, and then...
Okay.
Come back out when it's dark. Or, you know, when the boat's there. I don't know.
As the three of you turn to walk back down the other end of the dock, you hear the same voice call out and be like, hey, you three, what are you... You look like you're lost. What are you doing down here?
We were just looking to see anybody needs a couple hands for help on the ship. But then we looked at all these ships and we decided we're going to go check out the other side of the dock.
What's wrong with these ships? These ships are very important. They got a whole bunch of really great stuff on them.
Well, I mean, that's great and everything, but I mean, sometimes really important stuff is really heavy. And let's face it, like, you know, we're working for pennies over here. I don't want to be lifting gold bars.
Yeah, we're looking. Is there any flower deliveries coming in or...
Flower, like flowers?
Feathers, anything that's like...
Yeah, not bags of flour, because that would be really heavy.
Yeah, exactly.
What my friend means is, like, roses, daffodils, daisies. I used to be a flowerologist. I know a lot about them.
This goblin looks down at their clipboard and reaches with their left hand, which is missing.
Every time I go to flip the page, my arm's not there.
He switches... And kind of props it up in his hand and flips the pages. And
well, there's some stuff. There's some, I don't know, you want to lift light stuff? People don't generally hire for light stuff.
Well, yeah, I know. It's just, you know what, too? There's also a tavern on the other side of the docks over there. About, you know, a little ways down. It's got the best eats.
Well, it really does, yeah. Lucy's.
Yeah, Lucy's.
Lucy's Slurptuous Scrumptious Diner.
Is that how you say it? I could never quite read it because it's there's a lot of consonants.
Lucy's Slurptuous Scrumptious Diner.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the one with the soup, right? That real good fish soup.
It's so slurpy.
Like, it's a chowder.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I hear you say the name out loud, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, for sure. So we're probably going to go down there, grab a bite to eat, and then to, like, see what's coming in the evening, you know?
Cool. Yeah, that sounds really great.
Working in the sun, too.
I know. It's really just, it just wears down on you. I wasn't even supposed to be working here.
Where are you supposed to be working?
Well, I mean, I ended up here. I was out adventuring, you know, with a group. Got this chopped off.
Dang, man. That fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like in some kind of battle or something. Cool, right?
Yeah, it's battles. Cool. That's where I got it chopped off. And that's sharpening my blade. But, yeah, it's very cool how I got my arm chopped off.
Well, you want to come to Lucy's? You tell us a story?
I can't. Well, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah. Perfect. Let's do that.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
You're going down there right now? I get off in about an hour.
Yeah, we'll be down there. We'll have some soup waiting for you.
Oh, that sounds great.
What's your name, friend?
My name's Shu. Shu left hand.
Which hand is he missing?
His left hand.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Ha, Shu left hand. I like your name. I like your gumption.
Thanks, friend. What's your name?
My name?
I'm Boot.
Boot, hey, pleasure to meet you, Boot. Shoe,
kinda seems
Boot.
Like you guys were meant to meet, don't you think?
Boot
think
and Shoe.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think we're gonna be the best of friends.
Yeah, my name is Tully.
Tully, nice to meet you. Took you a long time to think of your name there.
Well, you know.
Well, it was just the whole Shoe and Boot thing. It was too much for me.
Ah, yeah, I get it.
I'm Slim. I'm Slim. I
sure, Slim, because you're tall and slim. I get it.
Yeah, it's not one of those ironic nicknames. It's one of those based in reality kind of nicknames, you know.
Cool story, bro. Yeah, I like it. I dig it.
All right, we'll see you at Lucy's in like an hour or so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
All right.
All right. Howdy.
Cut down to the end of the other.
New.
You're going to check out the other end of the dock?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to go to Lucy's, which is at the other end of the dock.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah.
And we
check
catch
things out along the way. Keep listening.
We catch a good table, too, right by the window. We can see the ships coming in and out.
Perfect.
It's fucking beautiful.
You sit down at Lucy's Diner.
Slurptious.
Full name, please.
Scrumptious.
Lucy's Slurptious Scrumptious Diner.
I nailed it. How'd that happen?
Right? It's almost like it shouldn't be that, but it is.
It is almost
but
like
it
that.
It is that.
But it is.
But that happened.
Yep. You sit down at a window table, and you don't notice the ship you're looking for on the way back down there, but you sit down and you sit and wait. About an hour passes by, unless you specifically want to talk about anything else.
Yeah, I think we should probably talk about the situation we've gotten ourselves into with Shu.
I don't really think it's fair to say we got us into that situation.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking that if we have someone else, like a local around us, we're going to be a lot less suspicious. I was thinking maybe we could get him real drunk. And then leave him at the table while we go and do what we gotta do? I don't know. Also, I feel like he's kind of cool, and if we asked him to come along with us, he might do it.
I mean, he said he used to be an adventurer.
Right? He sounded kind of nostalgic.
Although, we're not so much being adventurers tonight. I mean, we are in the grand scheme of things. We're on a mission. But, you know, we're not so much specifically adventuring as we are. Maybe like shipbreaking and entering?
Yeah, a little more of a scallywag situation.
Yes, scallywag is the perfect description.
There's a lot of gray area when it comes to adventuring, you know. We saved Merv's life.
We did.
Tonight. And the only way we were able to do that was to agree to do something that was a little bit shady.
Yeah.
The world is not black and white. We adventurers, we work in the gray.
You have to make sacrifices to do the right thing sometimes, and I understand that. I like the Maybe we just make a new friend and he comes along. That'd be great. Doesn't seem like it's going that way. I wonder if he's like some kind of bureaucrat. He had a clipboard.
That's true. Clipboards. Very important people carry clipboards.
Yeah, so I'm also on board for the get him drunk and pump him for information.
Yeah, let's do that first, and then maybe he'll just agree to come along. And then, you know, like, he's already, like, indicted himself.
Yeah.
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 He's indicted that he'd like to come and get the stuff off the ship with us.
Yeah, and that's also, I think I'm totally using that word right. And then he's already done the thing, so he's also, you know, guilty and will either come along with us out of guilt or just at least not turn us in because he would also have to admit to his own guiltiness.
Yes.
Indicted.
This all makes total sense.
Okay, good.
Sounds perfect.
You're sitting around discussing. You hear the door chime open and tiny footsteps walk over and say, "Hey, friends, good. I thought you were just going to ditch me and not show up here. Usually that's what happens to a good old shoe left hand here. But good that you...
Damn, shoe. Now pull up a stump, my friend.
Thanks, Boot. Good to meet some new friends that just want to share in the good storytelling that we can all give to each other.
I look at Moot and I say, pull up a stump? In bad taste, bro.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm used to it. It's been missing for a while.
I didn't even think. That's just something that I say.
He's from a stump farming place. I know it seemed, it's just a coincidence. Yeah. It's like how his name is Boot and your name is Shoe. It's just a crazy coincidence. No one would ever figure out.
Who knew?
How it could possibly happen.
That's right. That's two people in the world who are named after footwear, apparel.
That'd be like a hand and a glove coming together in the world.
One who was like a forestry person dealing in stumps. One who has a stump. Like the coincidences are through the roof here.
I kind of feel like you guys were kind of meant to, like, become best friends.
I feel a super big chemistry forming right now.
Ah, cool.
I like it. I like chemistry. Actually, I'm not very good at chemistry.
What's your last?
Do you have a good day at work, or?
Oh, it's a busy one. Busy one. Lots of ships. Yeah, where I was working the night shift there, timelines-wise, getting off about new. Yeah, it all works out. Working the early morning night shift. But yeah,
what's the clipboard for, Shu? Important people have clipboards.
He pulls the clipboard from his satchel and says, "Well, so I can keep track of ships coming and going. You know what? You got a rough schedule of when they're supposed to be arriving, where they're supposed to be docking. You can yell at them, say this isn't your dock, and then they move down to another dock. It's a very powerful piece of equipment when you're working in the shipyard industry."
What would you say your title is in this industry? Very important.
Well, they call me the dock specialist.
Wow.
Because I specialize in dock.
Yeah, I know. It makes sense.
Information, dock-related materials.
You had to go to school for a long time? A
lot of logistics.
Shoe left hand, DS.
Shoe left hand, DS. Yeah, I can open it. Oh, it almost sounds like detectives. Shoe left hand detective.
Oh, yeah.
That would have been good, too. But no, docs.
Like a gumshoe.
Oh, shoe left hand gumshoe.
DS.
Oh.
Just in case you're thinking about a career change, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Who would give up this sweet gig, though?
Well, like I said, this wasn't the gig of my dreams. This was just the gig of happenstance. How did I get this clipboard? I happened to be there. And look like the last guy.
Oh.
They handed me a clipboard and said, I work here now, so I
work. The last guy also was a goblin who was missing his left hand?
I don't know if he was missing his left hand. I never met him, but the way that they just thought that I was him led me to believe that there were some similarities, another coincidence.
Yeah,
fair. Dang. Well, how'd you find you? Are you like Cerulean, or you come from somewhere else? Since you're an adventurer like us, I assume you've been to many different places.
Oh, I come from the mountains up near past the Dale Lands there.
The Dale Lands? We were like just up there.
Whoa, what were you doing up in the Dale Lands?
Enjoying some super great apples, I tell you what.
Oh, they do make
those apples.
Oh. Known for the apples in the orchards there.
When you go back up through that way, you ask yourself for some apple crisp.
Mmm.
Change your life.
Wow.
They weren't serving that last time I was there. Which city was you in?
We were in
what
High Moon.
What was the name of that place?
High Moon.
High Moon. Lovely town.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely people up in High Moon.
Lot of love. Lot of love in High Moon.
I emphasize
giving
the love.
Giving it out freely. I saw so many body parts up there.
Wow.
A lot of butts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cool. We're in the middle now.
What up?
Yo.
That kind of had like a pink.
I thought there was
going to
be, yeah, more of that song.
Oh, it was kind of that. That's fun.
We're in the middle now, and we're going to tell you about the stuff. Too many words. Too many words.
Fair, yeah.
But hey, we're here. You know what you can do next week, if you were so inclined, is visit patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And if you do it before the 15th, you could be joining us in a game.
Game time.
What? Game time.
Game time.
This month, we're running it on the 15th. Or, well, Tom is running it on the 15th. And it's going to be a super fun time.
It will be, because I'm going to be there.
Amy's playing.
Yeah, I am.
And you know what? Sometimes some other people show up, too.
Every now and then.
Everyone is welcome.
But we would like you to go check that out over at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. And just take a look. Once a month, we have a game that we play. And this month, it's on the 15th. But check the schedule. We got the next 4 or 5 months up there. We'd love to see you around the virtual table, so to speak, playing a game with us.
I think the best part about the Game Time games is that we always learn how to be better at D&D from our patrons.
Very true. I was going to say the best thing about the Game Time games is that if you think about how we play with characters that we care about and love and like really want to keep alive, and then imagine how we play characters we're playing one time. It's a bit reckless.
We're a bit less precious.
Just let loose is what you get to see. Dungeons Unchained.
Oh, boy.
Yes. Setting the bar real high, Tom.
Yeah.
Look out.
Oh, geez.
Please go check that out. Patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. If it works for you, great. We'd love to see you there. If not this month, then maybe one coming up very soon. And now, let's get you back to the episode. Hopefully, y'all have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Okay, bye.
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 So you have to work like every day, or is it a good job? You get paid a lot? Sorry, that's rude. I grew up on the streets, so I don't know. I'm not very...
It's all good.
I don't have good social graces,
Slim,
you know?
Yeah, no, totally. You're in good company here. No, don't worry about it. It's not like some hoity-toity place. Sarah Loon is... obviously, this is kind of your first time through, you know? It's a little seedier, a little... You know, you have to kind of blend in your types here. I don't want to say it, but a little bit sketchy.
Well, that's probably why they got all the extra guards, huh?
There's lots of guards.
Yeah, a lot of guards.
There was some new folk coming through town just blasting face. Did you hear
like
about
farts?
That?
Whoa.
Oh.
No, what happened?
Not with farts. No, with like fire out of their mouths. Like
what?
It's like a dragon or something. Came
talk
in
about heartburn,
yeah.
Huh?
Wow.
Huh? Telling me they probably had Taco Tuesdays down the street there right before getting a fight. Boom, goes the dynamite.
Well, I would like to see that.
Sounds like it would have been a sight. You know, my friend, he was walking by. He told me about it. Said it was like this dragon person. And they was,
whoa.
They was like, yes, like the guy was just trying to just pet a donkey or something. And then they turned around and were like, no, and then fire. And then like burninating was mentioned. And like they were like threatening that they would kill their children while they slept.
Wow, these sound like bad dudes.
Bad people. That's why they're up in a wanted sign in a city filled with criminals.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, must be giving a break to all the other criminals. They're like, whew.
Yeah, a little.
Safe for right now.
Phew. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, so what are you three doing in town?
Well, we were up in High Moon doing a thing, and then we thought...
Doing it.
What should we do now? Like, join a caravan? We've already done that.
Right.
And we thought we'd come here and, like, what about a boat?
Yeah,
what
boats
about a
seem
ship?
Cool.
Like, see something different,
it's
maybe.
Pretty cool to be on a boat.
Lots of water.
Yeah.
You spent a lot of time on a boat before?
Well, I get to go up on the boats here. I mean, I did go out on a boat once, but not like as a profession, you know. But I do get to go up on them, you know, just check inventory sometimes and then come back down. And
you can give us since you got such like an important job and stuff, give us a good reference. We find a ship we like, we want to work on. Sure. You'll put in a good word for us.
Yeah, absolutely. What kind of skills do you bring to the shipping industry?
Well,
I know it didn't sound like it because I was looking to like lift something light, but I'm pretty strong.
I mean, you look it, Slim. I mean, you're scrawny on the exterior, but it's all muscle. I can just tell just by looking at you.
Yeah, pretty strong.
I'm great with ropes. I can tie so many knots. I can swing from them. I can climb them like a hot dam.
Real naughty, are you?
Oh, you know it. He winks at you.
I'm real good at swabbing things like decks. Real good at that.
Well, everybody needs a swab for the poop deck. Boot on the poop deck. I can see it now.
Has a ring to it, that's for sure.
It sure does. Yep. All right, so he pulls out his clipboard, starts writing down boot, poop, deck, Tully, Naughty, Slim, super strong. All right, if I hear anybody looking, you know, you guys, obviously you're looking for a job. You're going to be in town until you find a job. Yeah, I'll keep an ear out.
Awesome.
That'd be really great.
Well, I think we should buy you a drink to celebrate.
Ugh, it's the least we can do.
I appreciate it.
You must be thirsty. You've worked such a long day.
You've been the first nice person we've seen in this entire time.
Really? Everybody's so nice, all usually.
Well, I don't know. You told us some people were blasting faces
and
off.
They real was shady characters.
Well, yeah, but if you shady, they's cool with you. And those people was coming in blasting faces of our shady people.
It's like mind your own business, right?
Right. We don't come into your town and blast your face.
Right? It seems like a little bit overkill for only petting a donkey.
Welcome to Saloon. We don't want our faces blasted.
You guys should put that on a sign.
That's a good town slogan.
Right? I'm going to write that down, too. We don't want... So where's that drink?
Barkeep. A round over here, please. A two for my friend.
The day goes on a little while, and do you just hang out all day watching the docks?
Yeah, why not? We're in good company.
I'm sure he's telling us all sorts of adventuring stories.
The day goes on, the drinks keep flowing, you have a few meals, you're watching the ships coming and going. And it gets to be kind of dusk, and you see a large ship coming in, bigger than any that have come down to this area. And you see a flag up in the crow's nest, and it has an image of two lions' faces, blue and white checkers, and a star.
I kind of like casually elbow my friends, like, hey, you guys see that?
Sully nods.
Hey, Shu, that's a big boat coming in there, hey?
He looks over. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's one of the bigger ones that comes in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, pretty
it's
impressive.
Got a pretty cool flag.
Well, yeah, it's the flag of,
Algonquin?
Not Algonquin.
Allegory.
No, I don't think that's...
Alligator.
Algorithm.
Aglaron.
Oh, yeah.
That's the flag. Flag of Aglaron.
I haven't even heard of that place. Where is that?
It's across the sea, opposite Kitty Corner. You know.
I'm dodging the poking that's happening as he's like pointing around.
Wildly gesturing.
It comes in every couple months, brings a whole bunch of, I don't even know, like real things that, like, you know, the wizards and like witches and all that sort of stuff. They like all those sorts of herbs.
and chemicals. And witches. That sounds dangerous.
Oh my.
I don't know.
Wizards and witches and warlocks. Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my, right? But yeah, biggest ship that comes in. It's got a pretty big crew. I don't know if that's what you're asking for. I don't know if they'd need anybody working for them. They usually come fully stocked because they, you know, it's fully staffed because they come in, they drop their gear, you know, they stay the night, and then they head back out.
Do they take tours? Because that's like a big ass boat, and I'm not going to lie, the size of it really intrigues me.
Like you to tour the ship? They don't even let me up. They don't even let dock supervisor.
You are the dock specialist.
Everybody had to let you on. You got the clipboard.
Well, you know, higher up dock specialists, maybe. But, you know, me, I'm down at the other end there. Smaller ships, little just, you know, tiny, tiny merchants down there. I'm going to be up front with you. I don't have all the pull that you think I do. But,
well, I'm sure you do, Shu.
I mean, we can go ask. Like, you know, I've been here around long. I recognize probably a couple of the friends up there. But to be honest, I haven't been on that ship specifically.
Wait a minute. I got a great idea, you guys. You said that they all disembark and they spend the night on land?
Well, yeah, bulk of them. I'm pretty sure they leave a couple on there, you know.
Okay. What if, instead of asking for permission, we ask for forgiveness after we take a tour tonight?
You're going to just sneak onto the ship.
You're going
to just sneak. You're going to... Why do you want to sneak onto... You could get killed.
What for sneaking onto a ship?
We just want to look around.
Yeah, well, those guys carry big swords and stuff.
Oh, but you know what?
Well,
the adventure...
You have a pretty big sword.
Pumping through my veins.
I do.
Don't you miss that? I grab him by the shoulder. Don't you miss the adventure, Shu?
I do miss the adventure, Tully. And yes, it is a big sword, Boot. Slim, you didn't say anything particularly motivational, but I guess...
You see the glint?
The glint.
The glint in the eyes.
It's a bit of a glimmer in your eye there, Slim.
No, it's really more of a glint.
Okay, glint.
Steely glint.
Steely, yeah.
On account of your streetwise upbringing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Wait until they all get off the ship. Just tiptoe on. Take a little look around. What could it hurt?
You know what? Then with the knowledge of the ship, they're totally going to want to hire us. Because we'll, like, know things about the ship. And they'll be like, we need these people on our ship.
We're already experts. We're already trained. They wouldn't even need to train us. We'd already know our way around. You're right.
They'd be like, where's the mess hall? And we'd be able to tell them because, like, we know.
You don't think that would seem suspicious?
Maybe. Or would it be really amazing? There's only one way to find out, as an adventurer would.
You've got me there. He puts his clipboard down. Finishes his drink. Says, well, are we going to do this or what?
What time is it?
Well, they just pulled in, so it's probably want to wait a little bit.
Okay, let's keep our eyes open. Yeah. Let's have another round of that soup.
It is good soup. Okay, you watch, and it's several more hours. As you see them docking and tying up the ship.
I stop drinking at the moment we decide we're going to sneak onto
too.
The ship.
Yeah.
Okay, do you stop Shu
but
from
happily
drinking?
Keep buying Shu drinks.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I go up to the bar and explain that we're all going to be drinking water from here on out, but Shu will continue to be drinking whatever he was drinking.
Okay.
But if we're taking him with us...
That's fine. I like this.
He's not going to be very sneaky.
I mean, no one said he had to come with us, Amy. The plan was to get him drunk, get information, and then leave him.
If he drinks enough, he might just get real sleepy.
Fair enough. I thought we were gathering a fourth in our party.
Okay, well, I'm going to roll 4 constitution checks here. And he hasn't rolled below a 12. So he, as you see, the bulk, or from what you can... presume the bulk of the crew
of this ship that has just pulled in, which through talking with Shu Moore, you've come to learn that the name of this ship is the Golden Dragon.
Of course it is.
The bulk of their crew leave to go into various inns and taverns and spend the night. It looks very quiet on the dock. It's gotten back to that point where there are fewer people walking about from what you remember the night before. Shu looks to you in his inebriated state and says, "Well, so are we going to do... Has it... When do we jump on the ships?"
"Well, I think it's just one ship tonight."
"That's what I said."
"Are you okay, man? Are you all right to do this?"
Sure. I got the clipboard. He picks up his clip. I'm your tickets in here.
I had a thought. I know you got the clipboard, but we're just adventurers. We can just sneak on, sneak off, no repercussions. You got this whole like career going. Are you sure you want to?
I thought we would
risk it just for a little. Hey, man. You make your own decisions.
I thought maybe that, you know, Shu's left hand was going to join Slim, Toot, and Polly.
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, you get, like my friend here said, you get to make your own decisions. Mm. We just, you know, we've just grown fond of you, and I think we feel real shitty if you lost your job.
You hold your liquors a lot better than... You do this a lot, don't you, drinking?
Lot of practice.
Yeah, a lot of drinking all the time.
We got to be ready to adventure no matter what state you're at, right. So, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't want to be left behind. I mean, I could be at least be, you know, if you get caught, like, just say, "Oh, we're just checking the manifolds."
Mm. Sure, yeah, and the manatees.
If they got them on board, maybe we got to double check and make sure they've got all six. I didn't.
Yeah, all right. Mm. So, okay. Well, you know what? We probably need a lookout.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody knows you around here.
Well, I don't want to brag, but yeah, they kind of know Shu left hand.
Everybody always talks about Shu, probably, how he's always... the best one to deal with when you pull into the dock, and he's the one you want, and
brings you the soup when you're, you know, working hard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we need a lookout. We need someone just to peek around corners and get in there, get in, get out.
Well, you're like, you'd be like on the dock, right, with your clipboard, looking hella important, and. If there's someone coming who's going to be getting on the ship, maybe we need to have, like, you need to give us the sign.
The sign? What's the sign?
Yeah. We need a signal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, like...
we got to come up with a signal. What are you going
to
do?
To tell you that someone
to
is
alert us.
Coming
yeah.
on
that the tour
to...
like, is like over.
Like a... something like that.
Ka-ka!
Like that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty close.
Okay, we've definitely drawn attention to ourselves. If we hear a bird-ish creature calling out in the night, we'll know it's you, and you are doing your part for this team.
Right.
But, I mean, don't do it unless, like, someone's actually going to board the ship and, like, you know.
Oh,
bust
yeah.
us.
Sure, yeah, no. We gotta make
Gosh,
sure.
Gosh, you got the most important job, man.
Oh. Make a...
Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you sure
are
you don't
sure?
sound... Like I said, I know that you're risking... I don't want you to get in trouble
no,
or lose
I'm,
your job.
I'm not worried about
got,
that. I could find
it.
Another job in a heartbeat. Jobs, dime a dozen. No. But I could find one.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, Birdman clipboard specialist, protecting the adventuring group. What do we call ourselves?
Oh, what do you think? Do you have a good idea?
Shoes
crew.
Shoes crew.
Oh, I like that.
Shoes crew.
Shoes crew.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Shoes crew.
It
feels like it's like an Ocean's 11 kind of thing here, but we're four and
we're
shoe. And this is a sea instead of an ocean.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go now.
So sea's four. Okay. Well, let's do it. He hops up, puts his clipboard into his bag, and confidently walks towards the door.
Is it a closet door?
He walks into the closet door.
Oh, no, not the downtown office. Oh.
Guys. Guys, I'm stuck.
I walk over and I open the door. And I'm like, you're such a jokester. This guy with his jokes. Holy
so
man.
Classic
shit. I've known you were that funny.
All right. Let's lead
all
the
way. Let's go.
We leave through the actual door. I assume exchanging looks of concern.
And I whisper back, like, we'll take care of him. He'll be fine. Poor guy.
He might be a good lookout. It'll be fine.
The song Long Road Ahead is by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.filmmusic.io. All other music and sound effects can be found at EpidemicSound.com or BoomLibrary.com. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Joshua Dixon, Stevie, Jacob Madden, Cat Waterflame, Devin Michaels, and Christian Brown. To find out more about how you can support Dungeons & Dragons, visit us at Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast, where you can have exclusive access to 50-plus hours of bonus audio content, create in-game NPCs and items, as well as play games with the cast. Patreon.com/DumbDragonCast. Have a great week, and we'll talk soon.
Russ is like desperately Googling to find a flag.
No, we know what it is now. It's two lines face-to-face.
Two lines face-to-face. That's what it is.
Are there any, like... I don't exactly know what this, like, downtown area is like. Are there trash cans that were on fire or any like fire pits or anything like that that have been left over? I'm looking for some ash or some soot.
Yeah, down closer to the docks, you remember that there were
some beachside bonfires going on?
No, because this is a city. Why would there be... That doesn't
because
make
homeless
sense.
People might sometimes need to keep warm at night.
You didn't see any homeless people.
But didn't you say there was no shops?
No. We didn't talk about shops, but I
feel like you said that before we started recording.
No, he said that we weren't going shopping and we weren't going to the market.
That's true.
Damn it, Amy. It was on a boat.
Right.
Amy, why don't you listen to me? Amy, you never listen to me.
Yeah, that all tracks.
That was recorded, though.
Yeah.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
It's the last days of summer, 1920. Do you know where your children are? They should be playing outside.
Come on, Chelsea.
Meemaw says we're not allowed to go to this house. We're not even supposed to be on this side of town.
Doing their chores.
Why aren't these chicken coops clean?
Please, Father, I'll be good. Oh, God!
Obeying their parents.
You look me right in the eyes and tell me you didn't steal this bike.
Ma, no, I've been helping Mr. Diamond, all right?
Lord, don't tell me my son is working at a speakeasy.
Exploring their feelings.
Let's go over to the apple tree.
Gosh, okay.
But unfortunately for these young fools, the neighborhood bully has other plans.
Tonight, you are going to meet me out in front of the old Barnaker house.
Howling house? Why?
Now, a Boy Scout, a tag-along, a doormat, and a delinquent will dare to spend the night in the most haunted estate in Arkham. Will they survive to see the sunrise, or will they succumb? to the hunger of Howling House.
You're going to die tonight.
What is that thing?
Is this the witch's library?
I'm gonna kill you!
Not tonight! Roger, make him stop!
No! You watch!
Run away, little ones.
So hungry.
Listen to the Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program's award-winning season, Night at Howling House. The complete story, available everywhere you listen to podcasts, and at CthulhuMystery.com.
All the outs and free.